Kevin Burns is the mayor of North Miami and a candidate for the Democratic nomination for U.S. Senate next year. In the second part of what will be a three-part interview, we pick up where we left off with Burns from our discussion that aired on Monday night, this time asking him about immigration reform.
You need to take, the president needs to put a group of individuals, both from both sides of the aisles, needs to take some experts, and they really need to sit down and really, really concentrate on the immigration and do a major overhaul. There's some good things with our policies, some very bad things. The worst thing is that it's in limbo. People don't know what. I come from South Florida. We have lots of immigrants there. I believe that you have to have an orderly, legal way for people to come and get residency in this country. You can't have a hodgepodge. You have people who follow the law and they gain entry or residency in the United States the right way. You have others that come and skirt the law for years and years on end. Not that they did anything wrong, but you have to have a process on how do you either try to legalize them through a process, which I don't have the answer for, and how do you, I'll take the Haitians. We have Haitians that come to our shores all the time. Not that many lately, but a lot. I've been to Haiti 6 times in the last year and a half. I understand firsthand why they're getting on boats and getting over to the United States, why they risk dying, because the conditions there are so deplorable. Why, if we invested in helping Haiti take care of itself, most of those individuals that I know said they would like to stay in Haiti and like to build their country up, but because of the political and the poverty and just not knowing where the next meal is coming from. But if we invested our money there, making Haiti stronger, we will in turn save money and protect ourselves much more. We used to make a joke in Miami that when they sneeze in Haiti, we catch the cold in South Florida. And so we have to see, and the same thing in Mexico. I know some border city mayors that say if the Mexican immigrants didn't come over the border illegally every day to work in the hotels and the businesses, their city would close up. There's one mayor told me 20,000 Mexicans come over the border at 6 a.m. in the morning. They go back home across the border back to Mexico at 7 o'clock at night. And that's been going on for 25, 30 years. And that's the way their business. But it is something that we got to get our hands on. I don't have all the answers, but I think that the administration has to tackle the immigration issue.
We're speaking with Kevin Burns. He's the mayor of North Miami and a candidate for the U.S. Senate and the Democratic nomination in 2010. You mentioned President Obama. He's got a very ambitious budget that was approved by Congress this week, $3.5 trillion. Senator Nelson did vote for it. A few Democrats seem to be intimidated by the Republican claims that it will bankrupt this country. What do you think about the spending plans with the Obama administration so far? We have the huge stimulus plan, which is now starting to trickle down into communities like yours. His big budget. He's got big plans in health care and cap and trade. What are your thoughts about all that?
I've been supportive of the president on the stimulus package. I have actually went to Washington many times in the last 2 months to work through the U.S. Conference of Mayors. We worked on the stimulus package, and what we said to the president and to the cabinet members, if you're going to put this money on the street, try to send as much of it directly to the local communities, to the mayors and the local county commissioners, because they'll get the money on the street much faster.
Now, that's not happening, though, right? It's going through the states in most cases.
Some North Miami and other cities in Florida are entitlement cities, so we have a federal formula where we get our money for some programs directly to our cities. The money we have is already on the street or in the process. It's going to be very quickly. Money that's gone to Tallahassee is clogged up. I don't believe it's getting out as fast as it needs to, and they're telling us it won't be coming to us for another 4 or 5 months. And then statewide politics get into the disbursement and so forth. So I was talking to a senator the other day in Washington. They said, well, what's the difference with sending it to the governors and the state capital compared to sending it to the mayors? I said, with all due respect, the mayors are the closest, again, to the people. We can get it on the streets faster. And that's what this was about. In Tallahassee, it is clogged up. And not just Tallahassee, but all over the country, the state, some state legislators that have to approve spending this money only meet once every 2 years. And a lot of states are trying to plug their budget shortfalls, which isn't the purpose of this money. I just took on our local county commissioners because some stimulus money for transportation that was coming to my city and other 20 other municipalities within Miami-Dade County, they wanted to take a 5% administration fee right off the top, which altogether came to about $700,000. And I said, you know, this is wrong. You should not be skimming 5% off the top. This money should go directly to the projects. And so I'm in a battle with the county commission on this. So far, I've gotten the votes that we've through our MPO that we said no administrative costs could be taken out, even though it's legally allowed. But we don't think it should be skimmed off of this money. Other federal money programs allow you to have an administrative fee in there. So I think we either our city is not taking any administration fee. We're putting it directly to the project, which is building some new bus shelters and adding some new ADA hybrid buses that we don't charge the people to use. Tallahassee is still clogged in the pipelines, trying to figure out how they're going to get it out to the people.